sir. What is your name?
My name is Drazen Boyevich.
Okay, who's your
name?
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal will serve as the lead for your human service. So just hang on for a moment, and Honorable David Neal will conduct your hearing as the lead, sir.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Okay, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time. I can hear you, it's just not coming in clear.
Okay, is that any better?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay, well, if I get too close to the speakerphone, maybe the bathroom may hear it out.
Okay.
So the problem is if at any time you really can't hear or understand, let me know and I'll correct things, make sure you understand, okay, sir?
Okay, I'll get top of that.
All right. So would you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Sure, it's Drazen Boyevich. It's 325880.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Committee this morning in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing now. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chairman. The Honorable Michael Johnson. My name is David Neal. I'll be the hearing lead. And also in the room today, we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections and also represent the program. All right, so prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of the board hearing. You remember that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
You have that form, you are notified your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license as an attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or did you represent yourself today?
I'm sorry, you asked me if I wanted one?
No. That form advised you of your right to obtain a licensed attorney as your
right.
own expense.
Okay, you know, I understand that. Thank you.
Okay, so you represent yourself then?
Represent myself.
Okay. So this time I'm going to swear to you and Mr. Attorney Ben to solemnly swear and tell the truth, tell the truth, and not tell the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, I do.
You're going to be conducted in two phases today, sir. In phase one, will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. And then if they have been violated, in phase two, we will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your board, sir. And after I do, I'm going to ask to give this true or false. So allegation number one is a violation, or allegation number one is a violation of the condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by your failure to file the records of your assigned parole officer, by failing to establish residency at the approved residence, Leafway, 2501 West Elm Street, Phoenix, Arizona, as granted on or about May 29, 2018. Your whereabouts were known, thus you were scouted from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so it's true. Okay, so based on the admission of Mr. Bolzvik, I will find you a verbal as he violated term of conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in the current ways of the company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, second by Dr. Wright, and read by Mr. Johnson. Okay, sir, we're going to move into phase two again. With the full name, Mr. Turner's going to give us some background information. So I'll stand forward and I'll be right back with you.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Turner.
Bolzvik was released from ADC custody on 5/29/2018 and arrested on 7/21/2018 by Phoenix PD. No new charges are noted. Turned back to ADC custody on 7/21/2018 with an adjusted CSED of 11/16/2018 with 53 abscondes. Current conviction, 2017, commitment A, count one, burglary tool possession, 9 months. 2017, commitment A, count two, drug paraphernalia violation, 9 months. No prior convictions noted. This is his first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-1, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No STD information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimum. However, after his return to custody on 8/9/18, he did receive a disciplinary that was informally resolved for refusing a program or job assignment. Other arrests, 1997, controlled substance violation, Minnesota County Jail. Other information, he has a GV score of G1, B1.
Thank you, sir. Okay, so we go to the summary of the case in provision. So on the residents, we've released a two residents of Vibray in Phoenix on Elm Street, which failed to establish residency. Why didn't you go there and establish your residency, sir?
I'm sorry, what was that about the residency, sir?
Yes, when you didn't go to Vibray and check in and establish residency like you were instructed to do. Why not?
Sir, I have no excuse. If I could just give you a couple minutes, I can make this short for you. this is my first time in prison, and when I got out, I did some drugs on the way to the halfway house, and to be honest with you, I got a little paranoid about the whole thing, got a little bit scared, and whoever, you know, I always listen to comments or people about this, that, and the other, and I never reported, and I got a little freaked out. I thought the warrant was issued already, so I said, you know, it is what it is, I'll just deal with it whenever it came around. When the warrant came around, I just came back here, and I'm thinking now, you know what, I have roughly about 60 days to the gate, and it's no big deal to stay in here and do that time, or, you know, there's certain programs that I've got eligible for. It's just that I don't have any family in Phoenix, and other than my stepbrother, but he's a grown man, he's a family member, he's got kids, and it's like, it's a little bit weird just to go to his house or to ask for help at this point in my life. So it's like, I'm a little bit freaked out if I go out there, kill this number, as they say, that, you know, I'm just gonna, I don't know, not be a productive member of society. And if I go out on parole again, to be honest with you, I didn't take it seriously enough the first time either. And so I just thought this time maybe that I could have a little bit of supervision for a couple months, maybe get into a halfway house and just start being a productive member of society, because I've held jobs most of my life. I have been a merchant marine, soldier. I've done good things with my life. And the last couple of years have been a little rough for me, but like I said, it's nothing, you know, that I can't handle either which way, but I definitely want to be a productive member of society. So I don't know, if I get out there on my own, it's just going to be a little, you know, I'm a little bit sketchy about it, but I think under a little bit of supervision, I might be able to get it done. That's all I have for it, really. I just, you know.
Okay, sir. All right, let me see if my fellow board members have any questions. Okay, sir. The board is going to be going into discussion in a couple of minutes to make a determination.
Okay.
If there's anything else you'd like to tell us, now would be the time.
Sure. Like I said, there's no excuses where I've been. And I'm old enough to understand that I should have been serious from the get-go when I was the first time on parole. So that, I really have no excuses for you, other than I could definitely use the system's help for these last couple of months if I was to get on parole, just to help me get back on my feet, because I have no family here other than my stepbrother. And it's like, I don't want to wander the streets again or just get out to the streets, because you know how that goes. It's just not productive out there. So that's all I really have for you. I could definitely use your help with that. You or the CIS, whoever, or paroles, or...
Okay. Well, thank you, sir.
I appreciate your time, too.
We're going into discussion and make a decision.
Okay.
We'll be talking about ourselves, and if you think we're addressing you, we won't be. We have to remain silent.
Okay, but thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Stay on the phone. As soon as we make a decision, I'll get back with you, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, the board now discussion. Destroy his name at this time. Mr. Bosley is very interesting. Even looking at his history, it would coincide with the verse of the reading. Even though there were trouble between
troops out or something like that, but I understand you'd like to have some supervision before he's totally released, but we have that opportunity of scheduling for 53 days, and I just really, I have trouble getting past that scheduling time. But that is just one of our voting board members, so if there's any, if my fellow board member from that to add anything. Okay, so based on all the information, board number 201-AW-1654, Mr. Wolfowitz's testimony and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke community supervision of Mr. Wolfowitz. Or delinquent violating term condition of the supervision and have an act for the battle act and become a way to all company.
Second.
Moved by myself, seconded by Mr. Jones, for whom I'm not committed. Okay, so the board is going to revoke community supervision. You only have about 71 days when you'll be totally free of supervision. And possibly at that time you can go to your main family and support us and maybe be a little more successful staying out of trouble. We do wish the best of luck. If there's any available programming in there in the next 71 days, wouldn't be a bad thing to get some of that, especially the Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous, because those 12-step programs can help you in more ways than just addictions. Okay, sir, you understand?
Yes, I do. You advised me that I was revoked and that if there's anything available inside the prison, especially as I'm getting out, that I should definitely look into that, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I understand.
All right. Well, we wish you the best luck. This is your hearing, and please wait for me and let the solicitor back on the phone.
Yes. So, Doug?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you very much for your time. Have a good day.